planning. On water. Sri Chaitanya Manovishtyam Sapitang Jena Bhutale Saddaitang Savadhutang Parijana Sahitang Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitang He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namaste Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Mrikabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpatarubhascha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Chaitanya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ambition or mission Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Manovishtam Sthapita Jena Bhutale the His ambition was propagated or established by Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were ministers in charge of the then Pathan government in Bengal. And very learned scholar in Urdu and Sanskrit. But after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramkeli village in the district of Maldah in Bengal, North Bengal, that was supposed to be the capital of Nawab Hussain Shah. So then they joined to preach this Sankirtan movement or Krishna consciousness movement. So their mission was to establish the Radha Govinda only as many as possible. They first started in Vrindavan, Madan Mohan temple. Most Indians present here, they know there are 10 temples in Vrindavan. There are 5,000 temples in one small city of 50,000 population, but the most important, because they were established by the Goswamis, Rup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sijiv Gopal Bhatta, Das Raghunath, the six Goswamis, direct disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami established first the Madan Mohan temple Then Rupa Goswami established Govindaji's temple. Then Rupa Goswami established Radha Damodar temple. Established Radha Madan Mohan temple. Kamananda Goswami, he established Shamsundar temple. These are important temples. So, this mission, one of the items is to establish temples. As many temples as possible, especially Radha Krishna temple. So, by the grace of the God, in Vrindavan, there was no Radha Krishna temple. Now we have these other temples. That these temples are being worshipped by only Hindus or Indians, but all sorts of people, there is no distinction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is this: Jai Bhaje Sei Boro Abhakta Hinchar. Anyone who is devotee of Krishna, Jai Bhaji, who is engaged in devotional service of Lord Krishna, Jai Bhaji Sei Boro, he is big. Our calculation of big is small, not by the caste system. Jai Bhaji. Anyone who worships or who is engaged in devotional service of the Lord, there is no particularly any person or any society or any caste or any nation is said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jai Bhaje, Sei Boro. Jai Bhaje Sei Boro Abhakta Hinchar. And one who is not a devotee, he is the lowest and abominable. Jai Bhaje Sei Boro Abhakta Hinchar. Krishna Bhajanete Nahi Jati Kuladi Vichar. So far, Krishna bhajan is concerned, there is no such distinction of caste, creed, nation, religion, no. Everyone. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. And Krishna's personal words are in the Bhagavad Gita, Manghi Partha Papasritya Jepishu Papujur. People are generally against the mrechas, javans, or the chandalas, because according to Vedic system, the brahmanas, the kshatriyas, they are supposed to be pious family. Brahmanas and kshatriyas. Less than that. Even women. They are not so pious. So in that sense, there is discrimination. But Krishna says that Manghi Partha Vipasritya Jepishu Pabhujur. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Even he belongs to the Pabhujuni, low-grade family. And because women and Shudras and Vaishyas are also considered as less important, so Krishna mentions Sriya Vishasatha Sudra Stepi Janti Parangati. Even Oven, Sudras or the Vaishyas, everyone can be elevated to the higher transcendental platform, Parangati. Parangati, Gati means advancement, stepping forward, Gati. So, everyone is given this advantage of stepping forward. Stepping forward, is it finished or not? Stepping forward, there are two ways. Stepping forward, gati. One way go to hell, and another way go to Krishna. Stepping forward. So who is going to back to home, back to Godhead, and who is going to hell? There are two ways. I think the Christians also believe like that. Either go to heaven or go to hell. Actually, there are two ways stepping forward. So here Krishna says, the greatest authority, that Mang hi partha vipasritya jepi supapujonaya sriya vishasatha sudra stipi janti parangati. This step forward means going back home, back to God. And another stepping forward, yes, there is. Matinna krishne parato sato va mitho vipadrita griham pratana adanta govhi visatanta visram punap punachar mitachar manana. There are these processes. Those who are not Krishna conscious, mati na krishne, their consciousness is not for Krishna. Mati na krishne, why they are not Krishna conscious? They cannot be? No, they cannot be. Mati na krishne parato satoba. By personal deliberation or by congregation deliberation. Sata mitha. Matinna krishne parato, or by the instruction of spiritual master. Matinna krishna parato sato ba mitho vipad. Grihabhritana. Grihabhritana. Griha. There are different meanings of griha, especially griha we mean the home, house. Grihabrata and grihastha, they are two different. Grihastha means, although he is in griha, household life, his purpose is to go back to home, back to God. They are called grihastha. And whose only purpose is to live at home, decorate the home, decorate the wife, decorate the children, and make money to live very comfortably. They are called grihabhrata. Or grihamedhi. They are not grihastha. Grihastha means, although he is living with wife, children, family, but his purpose is how to become Krishna conscious, how to go back home. But they are called Grihastha. So Grihastha ashram is as good as other ashramas. There are four ashramas. Vedic civilization means four varnas and four ashrams. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. So, those who are not following this principle of Varnasram Dharma, living like cats and dogs, they also live with wife, children. That sort of living is called Grihabhrata. Grihabhrata naam. Matinna Krishna, they cannot become Krishna conscious. Matinna Krishna parato sato va vithu vipadita grihabhratana. Why? Na adanta govi. Go means senses. Go means cows. Go means land also. So, anyone who has taken the vow of sense gratification, that is the modern world, that somehow or other satisfies senses. They cannot control the senses. Adanta go. Adanta. Danta means control. Adanta, not control. Adanta gobhi. So what is there? Visatagata visram. They are going towards hell. Because this sense gratification process, unrestricted sense gratification process, is creating a situation of different mentality, and that mentality will be prominent at the time of death. And according to that situation, he will get his next birth. Jaga jaga vapi smarana bhavam tajat tanti kalivaram. Therefore, we have to become very, very careful. This life I may be born in big nation, America or English nation or some other nation or family, but if I create a mentality of cats and dogs, or if I do not take advantage of this human form of life, I remain dull as the trees or the animals, then next life we have to accept a similar body. This is the law of nature. You can say, or I can say, that I do not believe in the next life, but that is not the fact. The fact is, just like if a child says that I do not believe the next stage or next life to become a boy, or if a boy says that I don't believe next stage to become a young man, or a young man says, I do not believe that I shall become an old man. That is concoction. The nature's law will drag one after another. Similarly, the old man's body, when it is finished, he will have to accept another body according to your mentality at the time of death. This is the law of nature. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is the best welfare activities for the human society to save them from a dangerous type of life. It is a very scientific movement. The fools and rascals, they do not know that there is next life. and one has to accept a type of body given by nature. Karmana daivanatrena jantar jiha upapatti. According to karma, the nature, just like if you infect some disease without any knowledge, so that disease, infection, will develop. If you have infected the smallpox germ, then it will develop. You may believe or not believe, or you may know or not know, it doesn't matter. Nature's way is like that. Similarly, we are contaminating within this material world different infection of the modes of material nature. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. So that is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasanga asya sadasad juni janmasu. One is getting hard type of birth, one is getting blood type of birth. Why? The karanam gunasanga asya. That is, cause is different contamination of the material modes of nature. Therefore, in human form of life, we should not be irresponsible animals. The animals, they do not know what is contaminating, what is going to take birth next. That is nature's way. But when you come to the human form of life, you have got your discrimination. You have to make your choice whether you are going to hell or you are going back to home, back to God. That you have to make your choice. If you don't make your choice, if you miss this opportunity, then you are committing suicide. You are knowingly drinking poison. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bipale Janama Goai. My Lord Krishna, I have wasted my time without any meaning, without any good result. Why? Manusya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Vishakhai. I got this human form of life. It was an opportunity to worship Radha Krishna, but I did not do it. I simply wasted my time in sense gratification. This means knowingly I have drunk poison. So, anyone can drink poison if he likes. Nobody can check. But it is a fact that if one does not become Krishna conscious in this human form of life, he is drinking poison knowingly. That's a fact. So people should be very careful, take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a blind, sentimental, religious faith. It is a great science, vijnanam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam, tad vijnana samannitam. Jnanam tehaṁ parvakṣāmi, tad vijnana samannitam. These are the words. It is vijnana, great science. Don't think that these people are sentimentally chanting and dancing. That is the process very easy made for this age. But if you think yourself that you are a great scientist, great philosopher, then we have got 84 books of 400 pages. If you have got actually learning, you can study them. We can convince you. And people are becoming convinced. We are selling books all over the world daily, $60,000 worth. People are receiving and they are appreciating. We have got big learned scholars' opinion. So the idea is that you must take to Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise you are drinking poison knowingly. Anyone, it doesn't matter what you are, either you are Indian or Englishman or American or Hindu or Muslim, it doesn't matter. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. I may say Krishna, you may say some other name. But this human form of life is meant for this purpose, to understand Krishna or God. Not vague idea, a clear idea. What is God? How he looks? What does he do? So many things you have to know. It is not vague idea. Simply to have a vague idea of God, that is also good, but that is not perfect. You must know what is God. So how you can know God? The God is explaining himself, coming down for your benefit. That is Krishna. Krishna is explaining himself. I am like this. You see me. You know me. I am explaining myself. And still, if you do not take advantage of understanding God, then just imagine how we are drinking poison knowingly. How rascal we are. That God himself is explaining before me everything about him. And you are not taking advantage of this opportunity. And I am thinking I am independent. This is rascalism. You are not independent. You are completely under the control of the laws of material nature. How you are independent? So this foolishness must be stopped. That is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Don't remain rascals, fools. Take to Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much.
Anybody can be called at home even praying the Krishna consciousness. So the fundamental, you know, the four things. Please.
What
explain.
He's talking about the four principles.
Four principles.
Which are compulsory to
Krishna. Yes.
Compulsory.
Because we are now dull brain. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is described as a rascal. Namad dhuskitinam murha prapadante naradhama maya aparitajnana asuri bhavamasit. This is the Krishna's words, that anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he must be in one of these groups. What are these groups? Dhuskitinam. Meritorious sinful person. Person is merit. He has got merit. Just like a thief, a rogue, a cheater. He has got merit, undoubtedly. Without being meritorious, he cannot be an expert thief or expert rogue or expert politician. So they have got merit. But duskriti, you know. Kriti means merit. And dus means above them. Merit is being used for bad purposes or sinful purposes. They are called duskriti. This is one group. Another group, murha. Murha means fools, rascals or children, those who have no knowledge, or one who does not know what is the purpose of life. They are called murhas. And another group is called naradhava. Naradhama means the lowest of the mankind. The highest of the mankind is one who is Krishna conscious. And the lowest one who does not know what is Krishna conscious. This human life, human form of life, was given to him by laws of nature to understand Krishna or God. But he is not using it, misusing it. They are called naradhama. And then Next proof is Maya Purita Jnana. You can see there are so many learned persons. They are not Krishna conscious. They are after drinking and eating meat and their education. So then he says that they are so called educated, but their real knowledge is technical. Just like one is rich man, but his money is technical. So these four groups. Why this meritorious person or educated person, they do not take to Krishna consciousness? That means dull brain. So in order to make the dull brain suitable for understanding Krishna, these four principles of austerities is the first need. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Then his brain, the finer tissues of the brain, will develop to understand Krishna. Otherwise, it's not possible.
There's one more question for
her. Yes.
ऐसा है कि जैसे पर्सन मर जाता है और मरने के बाद जो कहते हैं पितर होते हैं और पितर जो है वो सोल एक होता है पर्सन का तो वो मरने के बाद जब दूसरी उसमें अपने कर्मानुसार चला जाता है दूसरी जून में तो वो पितर फिर उस इंसान के उस कुल के लिए कैसे रह जाता है
पितर व्हाट इज दिस पितर
फोर फादर्स
पितर सो देयर आर डिफरेंट प्रोसेसेस इंग्लिश समझ में गई
आप
भगवत गीता में बताया है जो मरने का बाद जो महापापी होता है वो तो निम्न योनि में जाते हैं कुत्ता होता है भेड़ी होता है वृक्ष होता है और साधारण जो अपना ठीक ठीक काम करके मरता है उसका एम्बिशन होता है कोई समझता है कि हम स्वर्गलोक में जाएंगे साधारण यही समझते हैं किसी का मौत हो गया तो बोलता है पिताजी अब स्वर्गवास हो गया उतना ही वो समझता कि स्वर्ग लोग और पृथ्वी लोग भी है और ये भूमि भी है अनेक लोक है ब्रह्म लोक है सत्य लोक है और भूलोक है गोलोक है वो भी है तो ये सब विषय में भगवद गीता अच्छी तरह से बताया है हाँ जानती देव व्रता देवान पितरी जानती पितरी व्रता भूते जाति भूतानी मत जा जिनोपी जानती मां तो आप जैसे चाहे अब कहाँ जाने चाहते हैं आप उसका निश्चय कर लीजिए और शास्त्र में उसकी विधि है उस अनुसार आप कार्य कीजिए तो मरने का बाद आप उस लोक में जा सकेंगे ये विचार
दूसरा ये है कि हस्बैंड वाइफ होते हैं और वो हस्बैंड को इतना बिलीव नहीं होता लॉर्ड में और वाइफ को होता है तो उस वाइफ का क्या मतलब आगे
वो अपना काम में जाएगा वो अपना काम में जाएगा
Gopal is getting very late. I request you that we'll soon start the offering. Srila Prabhupada will go up his chair.